for you. I am playing the role of the Queen of the Seas, the Kraken. All creatures of the ocean are subject to my reign. But I am not cruel. The ocean is peaceful, and I act as the arbiter of this calm. To an extent, the very waves and tides are subject to my whims. The human population knows this, and some believe me to be the goddess of the sea myself. It is for that reason, and to secure their travels against its other lonely residents, that they send out a ship filled with young men to placate the women of the sea every year. And while many of the ladies of the ocean have found their destined love, the ocean's benevolent and gentle matriarch, myself, has yet to find my own. Until now, that is. The sun wanes from its place within the sky, and the moon slowly rises to gently kiss the earth with its light. Some may say that the moon is a cold light, that the sun is the benevolent one. Indeed, the sun brings life to the green of the soil, both within the water and without. But the moon, too, has great strength, granted with such gentle benevolence. When I tire of doing such, it guides my waters on their schedule, making place for a life oft forgotten. Even my smallest subjects, dancing in the pools of my tides, revel in the walks of life granted by the gentle moon. Land dwellers, humans, can use it to guide them to new lands, bringing trades and prosperity. Yet so few of them recognize the gentle and powerful moon. The Queen of the Ocean, they call me. They speak the truth in this, though not when they claim me to be the goddess herself. My mother left me to the stewardship of the ocean, vast and beautiful, under the gentle gaze of the moon. Wondrous as the sea is, even with this grand temple soaked in its embrace, can feel like a true kingdom. For aside from the youthful girls of the water, yet to meet their destined love as determined by mother, most all of my subjects have found their destined one. I have many things, riches and power, devoted subjects and a most meaningful calling. Yet, I lack the treasure I wish for the most. There shines that gentle light, a sweet pale shine upon the surface of the water. The moon has come to guide us once more. Indeed, this is the day upon which the humans offer young men to the ladies of the sea. I can see them all having adorned their hair with shells and their hips with colorful corals, streaming plants of every color. They are so desperate to look as beautiful as they can for their husbands soon to be. Droves of sea bishops, ecstatic to see such bountiful affection and pronounce the unions, while hiding their hopeful anticipation for their own prospects. I must follow them all. I shall take my great and mighty form, that I might take their ship into my embrace, to bring those men into the sea. With this, I not only grant them all love, but provide them their homes. Without the men, the ship would be lost, In its destruction, at least two homes are made for them. Cannot be. This feeling, this knowing instinct, has Mother granted me my one wish? Have the tides of fate brought me my one ideal man? That man, it is he. I can see his manner marked to me as surely as the light of the moon upon his pale form. I shall revert my form and take him into my arms. You belong to the Queen of the Sea. My kiss has brought you air where you would not have it, and life where it would have found an end. The depths of the sea shall feel as light as air, and no single beast shall so much as glance at you. I shall carry you to the basin wherein lies my home, an ancient temple as old as the sea itself. No sea bishop shall follow, though. I am the daughter of the goddess of the sea and of love. My word has greater say than any of my sea bishops, or any of your human priests. You were marked my husband the moment I kissed you, and I tell you now that you are and always will be my husband. For giving you to me, your nation shall have at least a millennium of fair and gentle seas. Oh, you've already snuggled against me in my arms. You submit to me as though you were my servant. You are truly adorable, little treasure. My little treasure. You've no notion of the relief I feel to say that at last. Thousands upon thousands of years waiting for you, and now I may hold you at last. Tell me, are you frightened, little treasure? You needn't be, ever again. I could crush you as easily, even now, as you would an ant. But I never shall. Instead, I shall hold you like a babe, cradling my precious treasure within my grasp. My little king of the sea. You had a name among men, but you are my treasure. Treasure, I shall rename you. We have arrived. Do you see the majesty of it all? Pillars of white in this darkness, a temple of pale carved stone, reaching to the sky at the bottom of the world. The home of a queen. The home of a child of a god. Just as my mother is a goddess of the ocean, so too is she the goddess of love. Though it may not seem it at first, this is as much a temple to love as it is to the ocean which gently holds us in its embrace. It is here you and I shall sing songs with our bodies, a testament to the sea and to love. It is dark here, but this body shows you a gentle, pale light. In this darkness, I shine for you.
Oh, yes, yes, I am like your own moon.
In this light, your eyes stand out so strong. That pale blue. Your eyes are my little moon's treasure. It is said even here that eyes are windows to the soul. Eyes are the only windows we daughters of the ocean have seen that are not broken. But it is quite literal for us. I can see your soul, treasure. It is the most magnificent thing which I have ever borne witness to. And I have seen a great many things in the many thousands of years I have lived. We have entered the Great Hall. Mother told me long ago that it was here that I was born. It is here that I shall take you as well, little treasure. Consummate our union. Unlike a human queen, though, none shall gaze upon us as proof. They shall all know. The sea bishops will feel it. The body of their queen, the daughter of their patron goddess, may be seen only by you. Similarly, your body, my treasure, is mine alone to gaze upon. Shift your body within my grip. Never again shall you leave my grasp, treasure. Always shall you be held to me. For the rest of our eternity, my little treasure likes the gentle kisses of my suckers, doesn't he? That's a good little treasure. What's this? Is my little treasure getting excited? Is your cock stiffening from being held and caressed in my tentacles? Tell me, little treasure, do you think that's from my man or because of how I'm touching you? Because I believe that it's both, little treasure. Look at my little treasure's cock. So pretty. Oh, you like when I say that. Put my nipple in your mouth, little treasure. Suckle from me. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes. These nice big tits. It's all for my little treasure. clear, Queen. So clear, darling. Oh. Little pleasure. My little treasure has such a pretty cock. His darling loves that sweet cock. What a good feeling it is. Having that cock in my soft hand. His tentacles holding and sucking gently all over your skin. Little treasure has a pretty cock. Such a pretty cock you have, my treasure. You're starting to breathe pretty heavily, little treasure. Is this stimulation getting you close? Oh. Nod or shake your head for me. Oh, it is time then, little treasure. Time to lose our purity together. I'll just... Oh. You really don't want to let go of my tits, do you? By the goddess, you are adorable. I'll tell you what, treasure. I'll let you squeeze them all you want while we copulate. If you take your mouth off. Yeah. This treasure. Yes, like that. Because otherwise you won't be able to grope me while I do this. Yes, I have restrained your arms and my tentacles again. I just can't let go of them. Do you like the feeling anyway, don't you? Could tell. You weren't exactly hiding that treasure. I'll bring my tits back to your hand so you can feel them once you're inside of me. I'm going to position your cock to my pussy like this. Now, I can just pull you in. Oh, the treasure. By the goddess, little treasure. You fit so well in me. Don't worry about moving. I'll do all of the work. You just sit there and enjoy yourself. Oh, goddess. Oh. You started gripping my tits straight away. Oh, you really like them, don't you? That's good. Anything that my little treasure likes. Oh, whatever you want, little treasure. Oh, my nipples. You're pinching them. You dirty little treasure. How does it feel, little treasure? Oh, I feel very tight right now. You are the perfect size for me. Oh, those smarts. I'm... fucking you. Oh, am I fucking you well, little treasure? Do you like this?
Say that again, little treasure. That was mighty incoherent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you love it. Oh, good little treasure. I want to muffle those bones. Oh, kiss me, treasure. Kiss me. Oh, by the goddess, little treasure. This feels so good. Oh. What a good little king of the ocean you are. How many of them do you think can hear us? How many daughters of the ocean do you think can hear our blood sex, our moaning and ecstasy? How many of them can hear you fondling my tits as my tentacles hold and suck at you everywhere? You have no idea how much I've waited for this, longed for you. Every day I thought, surely, Mother wouldn't leave me without a perfect husband. She wouldn't do that. And I was right. Oh, goddess treasure. Your cook is so good. I'd like you to know that I was fated for you the day I was born. Just as you are perfect for me, so too am I perfect for you. Goddess, it was worth the wait. I love you, little treasure. I love you like the moon loves the ocean. Oh, its loving caress of light, moving it where it needs to be. I love you like moonlight loves to dance across the surface to make ripples of silver kiss the fins of mermaids. I love you with strength that the moon and the tide will never understand. Feel as my tentacles move over you, squishing all around you as they wrap you. Oh, I want to feel every inch of your skin underneath of me, underneath of my suckers as they all wrap around you, as they start to penetrate you. Oh, my tentacles can take over you. You'll never feel quite so safe as you do in my complete embrace. So wet and soft and almost slimy against your skin, and yet it feels like silk as they wrap around you, as my hands can grasp your ass to pull you tighter. As I only need my tentacles, fondling your balls, grabbing and pulsing and squeezing at the base of your shaft, milking you even as my pussy milks you from inside. And it feels so good, doesn't it, my little mortal husband? Except mortal you will be no longer, for I would never risk losing you to something as simple as age for me to solve. Oh yes, my new husband. Oh yes, you will live forever. You will feel this bliss forever. Our union will drown out your mind. Yet I will still allow you to keep it. Oh, I want you for so many things. Never again will I be lonely and never again will you be without pleasure or the contact. No matter where you go, one of my tentacles will be upon you, so I can never lose you.
my little treasure. Oh, yes, 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 I can feel you building. My tentacles squeezing against your balls. Pushing inside of you to find even more spots that I can bring you pleasure. Oh, yes, oh, I can feel the cum building up and preparing. And oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, my little treasure. Yes, oh, yes, my little treasure. Yes, I can feel it. I can feel you starting. Come in me, little treasure. Yes, I want you to come in me. I have no clue if I could become pregnant, but I want you to come in me anyways. Oh, child or not. Oh, it's wonderful either way. But I think I will. My mother is the goddess of love, so surely I'm fertile. Oh, so very fertile for my darling treasure. Oh, oh. Come in me. Come with me. Do it, do it, do it. Oh, yes, oh. I'm going to come with you. Oh, oh, by the goddess, I'm going to. Let the oceans echo with it. Let all of my tentacles spasm and squeeze around you with it. My pussy can do the same. Oh, and have you found it yet? My greatest secret. My greatest treasure. For my little treasure. But inside my pussy there are tentacles still. Little tiny ones that can squeeze and massage your cock with endless suckers. Endlessly milking you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it feels so good for you. And it feels so good for me. And oh, my goodness, yes. Feel yourself squeezed. My suckers pulling. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And even as you will suckle upon my nipples, my little tentacles, little and big, will suckle upon your cock and your body. All of you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, my darling treasure. That was perfect. Yes, yes, the ink is disappearing. But it matters not. There are no other children of the sea down here. Only you and I. And even if any were to try to intrude upon our pleasure, my tentacles would snap them off, split them in half, punish them for such temerity. Oh, and yes. Yes, my treasure, you are indeed still hard. You can thank my mana for that. It will feed you through my tentacles touching you. That scale to skin contact, that will never end. And you and I are very far from finishing consummating our love. I'm thinking about 2,000 more years for this round. And then a quick 5-minute break before round two. Why don't we start off this time with your cock nestled in my mouth? I'll bet your semen are delicious. There, I'll want you right there.